It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Yeah, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. We're just sitting here talking about fair food and that kind of stuff, and it's that time of the year.
Yeah, it is. State Fair is going to be starting up here pretty soon. I got a buddy visiting from Arizona. He's an old Army buddy. I haven't seen him in 15 years. And he said he's going to make it a point to go to the Minnesota State Fair. I said, they got a lot of foods on a stick. You know,
right.
They got diabetes on a stick.
Yeah, everything on
a
stick.
It's everything on a stick. He goes, I'm not, into, trying weird things. I said, you got to try a Pronto Pup. He goes, what's that? I said, basically, it's a glorified corn dog, but it's really good.
Well, I think it was a couple of years ago, my daughter, Amber, down there, loves the state fair, mm-hmm. tried just about everything. I mean, it was like 20, 30 different things she had tried during the course of the fair. And I said, you couldn't have tried it all. She listed them all. And a variety of stuff. So you can find pretty much anything you want to eat.
I think my favorite one is bacon on a stick.
Bacon on a stick?
It's when it's cooked, it's a quarter inch thick.
Yeah.
That's pretty thick bacon.
So I think I heard something about maybe it's National Bacon Day or something today. I'll check that out.
Oh.
Go out and have some.
Guess I know what I'm having for
there
lunch.
There you go. All right. Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Hans Henry Behrens. Hans was born on June 4th, 1922, in Hermannsburg, Germany. Passed away on October 8th, 2009. He entered active duty in the United States Army on June 21st, 1945, in Fort Snelling, and was honorably discharged about a year and a half later on December 11th, 1946, at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a clerk typist with a service company of the 5th Infantry. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the sharpshooter with an M1 rifle, World War II Victory Medal, Army of Occupation Medal for Germany, one overseas service bar, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Hans, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to all our vets.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about skin problems today here. We can talk a little bit about that.
Yes. The Department of Veterans Affairs updated their disability rating schedule related to skin conditions. There was a press release came out on August 13th discussing improvements to VA's schedule for rating disabilities for a more consistent and accurate rating of certain skin conditions veterans may have from their military service. Effective the 13th, VA updated portions of the VA schedule for rating disabilities, or VASRD, or rating schedule, that evaluates conditions related to the skin. VASRD is a collection of federal regulations used by Veterans Benefits Administration claims processors to evaluate the severity of disabilities and assign disability ratings. It comes in a really thick book that I get every year. And believe it or not, I look through those books and I tab pertinent ones, and it does change, Federal regulations are kind of hard to change, but VA regulations do change, from one year to the next.
Just slowly, right?
Slowly. Yeah. Sometimes wording is different. Sometimes, there's stuff added, stuff. But VA is in the process of updating all 15 body systems of the VA schedule for rating disabilities to reflect modern medicine more accurately and provide clear rating decisions. No conditions were removed from the new skin rating schedule. However, several diagnostic codes were restructured or revised. The complete list of updates to the rating schedule for the skin conditions is now available online. Claims pending prior to August 13th will be considered under both old and new rating criteria, and whichever criteria are more favorable to the veteran will be applied. VA has always been liberal when it comes to rating their rating conditions. From my experience, at least, other parts of the country, I've talked to people from Tennessee and, they say otherwise, but I don't see it around here.
Depends on where you live.
That's right. By updating the rating schedule for skin conditions, VA claims processors can make more consistent decisions with greater ease and ensure veterans understand these decisions. VA has issued several schedule for rating scheduled ratings updates since September of last year, including updates for dental and oral conditions, conditions related to the endocrine system, gynecological conditions, and disorders of the breast and eye conditions. The entire schedule for rating disabilities is available online. VA link, which will be in the Dawson Sentinel and Western Guard this week. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
What would that number be, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. I would bet you that, on the Veterans Linkage Line, it'll say, talk to your county veteran service officer.
And that'd be you.
That'd be me.
They could find you in the courthouse.
In the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level. Soggy level, although we only got an inch of rain here, and that was one of the lesser amounts. So.
I was driving home last night, and right around 9 o'clock, when I was over by Clara City, it started raining hard.
Oh, yeah. Some areas got over by Milan, over 4 inches over that
I
way.
I believe that. It was I had the wipers on full blast, and it was hard to keep up.
So Sioux Falls was underwater on some of their intersections.
Really?
Cars were floating in the intersections. So,
I was almost expecting to see Lake Benega that forms in front of my house.
Yeah, then after it gets done at your place, it comes down to mine.
Yeah. it kind of goes downhill. And,
yeah.
But, sometimes we have a foot of standing water in our front, not in our front yard, but
kind of like the
street in front of
our intersection out here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, we didn't see that because we didn't get... wasn't quite the rain and not as heavy as some places
got. Okay, but we did get 1 inch.
And an inch.
Yeah.
Yep. So
it was a good rain.
So one other thing I wanted to plug here. Tomorrow, over in Montevideo, ceremony honoring Vietnam-era veterans living in Chippewa County and surrounding areas.
Oh, the town hall meeting.
Focused on improving VA health care services and a program. That'll be a town hall meeting after the ceremony. And that's on the 21st. 5 p.m. at the Montevideo VA Clinic at 1025 North 13th Street in Montevideo. So
right behind the hospital.
Okay. So people can keep that in mind. We'll get a little news story on that, too, to remind everybody.
I plan on being there, too, to answer questions. I say Chippewa County Veteran Services will be there. Well, I'm going to kind of shoehorn my way in there, too.
Yeah. Well, it's in the surrounding area, it says.
Yep.
So, yep. All right. Very good.
Yep. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, very good. Thank you, Josh. And it is National Bacon Lovers Day. I looked it up here today, so
I love me some good bacon.
And it's Cupcake Day, so have a we're gonna be eating good here today.
I was at a wedding on Saturday, and I got my fill of cupcakes. Good cupcakes, though.
I'll have some bacon then. Talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll see ya.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air. We'll be right back.